Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so glad to see each and every one of you. Go ahead and stand with me. I'm going to pray before we begin worship. And we're going to start with a really fun song. So I need everyone to clap with me, especially while I can't clap when I'm playing. So you got to be my clappers. Okay, let's pray. Dear Jesus, we just thank you for the opportunity to be here tonight, God, to worship you, to be here together in community with you and our brothers and sisters in Christ, God. Lord, we just pray that you will bless this space, God, bless this time, bless everyone who's speaking, bless our worship, and just let it be pleasing and honoring to you. Lord, I pray that you will just fill this space with your presence and with your love, God. And just give us a deeper understanding every day, God, of what it looks like to love you and to express your love to other people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And that always reminds me of a time in our church history in our past where used to say, whoever was up here leading worship or a pastor would say, God is good. And then the people would say, all the time. So I'll just say that tonight. God is good all the time. Amen. And that's what it reminds us of. Hey, we're so glad you're here to worship with us tonight. And we have a special guest, two special guests. We're going to introduce to you all the way from 10,000 miles away. And they just, you know, flew in, and I'm sure they're tired, but we are so glad to have them with us tonight. Hey, if you are a guest with us, we have a gift for you. We have this travel mug. We'd love to give it to you. All we ask is that you fill out this welcome card, complete that, save that with you. Then at the end of the service, turn in that card in the lobby area, and we'll give you this travel mug as a souvenir. If you're joining with us online, wherever you are in your spiritual journey, we're so glad you made it here. And we pray that you'll grow in your relationship with God by being with us via live stream. So let's turn now on a Saturday evening and greet one another.
Trouble. It's okay. As long as you can.
Do you want to do earbuds tomorrow?
Because I won't be able to move that as well.
Yeah, true.
So, I trust everyone.
I think we sound good.
I think we sound good.
All right, folks, thanks for greeting one another, and I hope anybody who's new tonight just feels welcome, and you are welcome in this place. We're so glad that you are here to worship God. You know, the Bible says, ascribe to the Lord, O families of the earth, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength, ascribe to the Lord the glory that is due his name. So when we worship, that's what we do. I want to make you aware of some announcements, if you wouldn't mind just having a seat. I'm not as long-winded as some that do announcements, but I'll try to do my best. Nobody says to her what happened on Saturday night. So anyway, first announcement is about less than a month away, 4 weekends away. We are going to have a community serve day. You know, it says in Mark's gospel that Jesus, when he was describing himself as the Son of Man, he said, the Son of Man did not come to be served. The Son of Man came to serve. And we want to imitate our Lord and Savior by serving in the community. We have 3 ways to do that. One of the ways is Brookhaven Middle School, doing some garden work, some landscaping for them. The second way is with Habitat for Humanity, cleaning up the backyard of this poor, dear old lady who has many city code violations. We're going to help her keep her home by cleaning up her house and her yard. And then the third team that is going to be serving is at the Redwood Empire Food Bank. So we want you to sign up to serve. We want every able-bodied person to be able to do that. There are sign-up sheets for doing that in the back. It will be on Saturday, November 4th. So if you have your smartphone or a tablet or some way to mark it, just mark that in your phone. Say, save it for the serve day. All right, our men's ministry. We don't have Gary LaDon here because he usually is the big rah-rah guy for our men's golf tournament, but they are doing it once again, Saturday, October 21st. It'll start about 9 in the morning, and it'll go to about 3 in the afternoon. So men, if you want to get in on that, here's the good news for me on the golf tournament. It's going to be called a best ball scramble, which means no matter how good or bad you play, you can still participate, and you don't have to be like me doing a military round, which you know what a military round of golf is, right? Left, right, left, right. You know, you're supposed to hit the ball straight, and I'm more like left, right, left. But I get my money's worth because I get more strokes in than anybody out there on the course. So you can be part of the best ball scramble by being in the golf tournament. So sign up for that. Men, Nominations for church officers. Every year in December, we elect new church officers. And we elect four categories. There's a board of directors, there's deacons, there's deaconesses, which are women, and then there's elders. So we want to nominate new officers for this coming year. Just one caveat, that if you nominate somebody for deacon or deaconess or elder or board member, please ask them, say, I'm thinking of nominating you for this position. Would you accept? In other words, if you were elected to this position, would you accept it? And please make sure they say yes before you put their nomination in, all right? Now, one other announcement. Our seniors have got a special trip coming up this week. Bells and Bows are going to be going to Rohnert Park, I believe, wherever, Weil Hall. Is it a wild place over there? Okay, so different spelling, I know. Weil Hall on Wednesday night. So this coming Wednesday, October 11th, 6:30 meets right here. There's a limited number of tickets. Please see Linda Twitchell if you would like to go to that. I'm planning on going because I love great music, and I hear that this military band is awesome. So I hope you guys will go to that. All right, let's stand now, and we're going to continue worshiping our great God.
You are good.
us to sing that to Jesus and believe that he's never going to lose time. That he's so faithful. And even when we can't see his faithfulness, that he's still there. God, I just ask that you will reveal your faithfulness to us, God, in new and beautiful ways, Lord. Ways that we never thought we'd see it, God, and in unexpected ways, that you will reveal your faithfulness, God. Let's sing that again. This next song, I don't know if you know it, maybe you do. It's called Let It Rain. And there's not very many words. It's pretty much just asking the Lord to open heaven to rain on us. And again, as we sing this song, you know, the words aren't complicated. It's not a hard message. And I just ask that we take the time and take the moments in the song to just really pour out that declaration to Jesus and asking him to just come fill this place with his Spirit.
Thank you.
thank you for meeting us here, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that you find us worthy, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us the privilege and the permission, God, to ask for your presence, to be in relationship with you. Thank you, Lord, for meeting us. Thank you, God. Can we all just thank Jesus for meeting, just for being here with us? Thank you, God.
Thank you, worship team. You may be seated. And, you know, isn't it great to know Jesus' promise where he says, whenever two or three of his followers are gathered together in his name, that he promises that he is going to be here among us. And sometimes we feel his presence in a deeper way. Sometimes we don't feel it as deeply as we might. I don't think that's necessarily because God is somehow changing. He's turning up the volume of his presence or not. I think it has to do more with us, because I think Rick Warren, one of our pastors here in California, he says, every one of us, we're as close to God as we want to be. So I think it has more to do with our hearts and how much we long for his presence. But we thank him that when we do open our hearts to him, to his love and his grace and his majesty and his mercy, that he just pours it out on our lives. So thank you, worship team. As we go into communion, I want to remind you of a verse that Jesus was telling a group of his followers and also to the crowd. And it's very interesting because this is in John's Gospel chapter 6. And what happens is that many of Jesus' followers, after Jesus says these words, many of them turn away and they no longer are going to be his followers. And to the point where he gets to the end of the chapter and he looks to the 12 and he says, what about you guys? Are you going to go away too? And Peter says, who else should we go to? You're the one who has the words of eternal life. So Jesus says these words. It's in the context of having fed the multitudes, over maybe perhaps 20,000 people, miraculously from 5 loaves and 2 fish. And then Jesus starts to describe himself to the people. And he says, I am the bread of life. And of course, he says that 3 times in this chapter. He is the real heavenly bread. And he's contrasting Jesus himself being the bread of life with the physical bread that the people just ate. And he gives 2 examples. He says, you just ate this bread that I gave you, you know, from the loaves and the fish. You ate the bread and are satisfied. But you know what? You're going to wake up tomorrow morning and you're going to be hungrier again. And your stomachs are going to be empty. And he gives an example of God's people in the desert, where Moses and God, through his power, that every morning when God's people woke up and the sun came up during the day, every morning God's people, 6 days a week, would go out there and they would gather this manna. Manna meaning, what is it? Because they couldn't describe it. And they gathered this miraculous bread that came from the dew of heaven. And they ate that bread, and Moses said, you know what? God's people ate that bread in the desert, but they still died. And you're going to eat this physical bread that I just provided for you, but you're still going to die. There's one kind of bread that you can eat where you're never going to die, because it is the bread that comes down from heaven, and it's Jesus himself. He is the bread. So he says, here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And we have a privilege every time we gather together on the weekend of taking a piece of unleavened bread and taking a cup of juice, which represents Christ and his broken body for us, which he voluntarily gave for us on the cross, and taking a cup of that juice which he shed for us. That Jesus gives us this bread of life. He gives us new life and sustaining grace that is going to carry us through. And so now, as we take this sacrament, the Lord's Supper, what we call communion, we take up this bread to represent his body. We lift up the cup of juice to represent his blood shed for us. And by faith, as Christ's body, we appropriate Jesus, who is the real sustainer of life. He is the true bread of life. Lord Jesus, we want to honor you this evening as we come to your table in remembrance of you and celebrate communion tonight. Lord, draw us closer into a walk with you and remind us as we take the elements that the true giver of life, of eternal life, of real life, is none other than you yourself. Help us to reflect on that as we take these elements now, and we pray in your name. Amen. Amen. You're welcome to come forward. That's what our practice is at Saturday night service, to come forward, to take the elements, to return to your seat, and have a moment of reflection and prayer. So as we sing tonight, please come up. Now to our time of offering, and a reminder of that scripture, God loves a cheerful giver. And I was just reflecting on that right at that moment, and I said, you know, the only way that I can be a cheerful giver is not when my first thought. If my first thought is, oh boy, it's time for the offering, I don't know what I can spare, oh man, do I really want to give, should I give, you know, and all this back and forth stuff. If that's my first thought, then I've already kind of missed the mark. My first thought when it comes to offering time is wow, God, how have you blessed me? Even in this past week, you've given me life, you've given me breath, you've given me health, You given me the ability to have a job, to earn an income. You given me my family. I was able to get up out of bed this morning and put my pants on one leg at a time. I mean, even some basic things, and say all those things are gifts from God. And God says, proportionally to the way God has blessed me, he says, now I want you to take a proportion of that and give it back to God. And give it back to God so that he can extend his kingdom work here in Sebastopol, West Sonoma County, and throughout the world, as we're going to see tonight. So, Lord, thank you for the privilege and the opportunity that we have to give to you. Thank you that, Lord, we can participate in your kingdom work in this way. And we pray that you'll take all these monies and use them to glorify Christ, to extend his kingdom, and to bless other people. And we pray in your name. Amen. Please be seated, and let's get right to it. We've got two special guests with us tonight, coming from, according to my Google Maps, about 10,500 and some miles away in the southern continent of Africa from the nation of Zimbabwe. We're so blessed to have both of them, Kathy McCarty and Major Medici. First, we're going to hear from Major, who grew up, I understand, in Chitimoyo and joined the mission there in 1992. So please, let's welcome Major.
It's always nice to be back in Sebastopol. I've taken Sebastopol to be like home for me. It would be like I'm going to the people that I know. And that had always made me feel at home. That has always made me feel welcome when I'm around you. Sister Makata will be sharing tonight. All I wanted to say this evening is to thank you for allowing us to work and help so many people that need help in Chitimoyo, in Zimbabwe. You know, my first trip to the States in 1998, I did not understand how much Sister Makate was sacrificing in order to work in Zimbabwe. It is only when I came here, when I began to understand how it was that she was sacrificing. Because I came here, the houses have air conditioned. People would go and change. I was talking to the pastor this evening about how much food you can find in shops. You go in, there's aisles of bread. There's many choices. I was telling him my story when I went to Subway that I told the lady, because she was asking me so many questions about what I wanted on my sandwich. So finally I just said, you know what, just add everything on. And by the time she finished my sandwich, she could not even close it. There are so many things in this country that Sister Makate has given up in order to work in Chitimoyo. Chitimoyo, we see a lot of people that pass through the hospital than what they do through churches. So we are able to minister to a lot of churches in Zimbabwe that have been started because of their hospital at Chitimoyo. We now have 62 churches that we minister that are around the hospital in about 10 hours drive if we want to go to the furthest churches. And in those churches we have 10 ministers. I'm the 11th one, and I would like to thank you, because some of the people in this congregation have actually taken upon themselves to meet the needs of those pastors. And I want to thank you for that, and because with the money that you are giving, they are able to send their children to school, buy food for their family, and that has actually changed their lives a lot. So I want to thank you for that act of love that you have done. And I want to tell you that the churches are doing very well. Before we came here in September, end of August to September, we always have our annual church meeting where we bring all the churches that we minister to one place where we can just encourage and share the word of God. And we had a wonderful meeting this last August and first of September. So I just want to thank you, because you are the people who are encouraging us and you are helping us to do the things that we are able to do in Zimbabwe. So I don't have a lot of things to share with you, because a lot of things are going to be shared by Sister Makate, but I wanted to thank you so much.
As Major said, it's great to be home. I'd like to talk from 1 Peter. So if you have your Bibles with you, let's look at 1 Peter 1, starting with verse 3 through 7, I'm going to read. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proven genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. I live in a country where there's lots of grief every day. I'll keep pointing at you. Okay. A psychiatrist once said that if you live in Zimbabwe and you're not depressed at times, you are not normal. In 2016, our government decided that it was running short of US dollars, which was our currency, and so they came up with the brilliant idea of making up money and calling it a bond note. These are bond notes. And that they would tell everybody in Zimbabwe, this is the same as a US dollar. So, as you can see, there's a picture of a bond chicken. That's like drawing a piece of chicken on a piece of paper and saying, I've decided it's chicken, and I will eat it for dinner, and it will taste the same as chicken because I said so. So quickly, the bond also ran out. And so the government decided quickly that we could only draw $30 a week from our own bank account to use. So right now we can draw $30 a week in cash, which is this cash, from your account, no matter how much money you have in your account. And quickly, long lines form. So you may have to wait 2 or 3 hours to get that money. But we became the first cashless society. You guys are way behind us because we carry cards, and we pay for everything with cards. So we swipe for everything. So we say we're a swiping country. You use your debit card to buy food, to buy petrol, to go out to eat. Even people on the street that sell 4 tomatoes swipe for you to buy this 4 tomatoes. So we are a country that can live without cash. The government is broke, and even though they decided that all under 5 and all over 65s should have free health care, they provide no money for that service. They only tell the people you should get free health care. In 2 years, in the last 2 years, we have not received any expenditure money from the government. They pay for our staff, but they do not provide us money to run the hospital. We are supposed to get $4,500 quarterly. We are supposed to get $4,500 quarterly to provide care for maternity patients and children under 5. Surprisingly, we found out that some years only have 2 quarters in a month, or 3 quarters, because that's how much we get. AIDS is estimated to be at about 16.8% of the country in 2016, from a high of 33% in the year 2000. However, it's been predicted there is not enough money to treat all the patients in Africa that need ART for HIV, and that Africa has up to 60% resistance to first-line medicine. This is a picture of our AIDS children's. Our roads are not in very, very good shape. During the rainy season, it's difficult to travel to some of our churches, and getting to town and bringing in supplies has been a challenge. And also because of the rain, I heard some people in Sonoma County are complaining about the potholes. This is a pothole, my friend. You guys don't know what potholes are, and I don't want to hear complaints about them. You know how we tell the drunk people in Zimbabwe, they drive straight. Our church is having some problems of dividing into two groups in the country, and when some people decided we needed to become a denomination and set up with people who in the top decide for all the local churches what to do. As we're reminded in verses 6 and 7, there's some grief that we're going to have to bear, but through it all, we're going to get through it. Many times I ask myself, what do I have to rejoice in? Well, God has kept our hospital running and thriving through difficult financial times. People flock to Chittimoyo because they have heard our good works, and even if they don't know the hospital, people tell them to go there for help. We live in the province of Mashonaland West, and we live in the largest district. We have a total population of 329,197, and we are the only other hospital in the district besides the government hospital. So many people don't like to go to government hospitals because they have nothing. If you need an IV started, you have to go to the pharmacy and buy the cannula, buy the tubing, buy the IV, and then you come back to the hospital in a government hospital. AIDS at Chittimoyo has decreased from 5% in the general population and 2.5% of pregnant women. We had a high in 2000 of pregnant women, 22% were positive, and we're down to 2.5%. Yes. Okay. We were the second mission hospital in the country to provide HIV drugs for patients starting in 2003. These are my kids that are on ART. Sorry, go back one. And they're holding up their medicine. And we now have 5,100 patients on HIV drugs. And this is actually more than the government hospital in Harare. Okay. We have had no baby born with AIDS at our hospital for 21 months now. We were the first hospital in the country to go even a year with no babies born with HIV, and I think we're going to make it for 2 years now. We have 62 churches, as Major said, in our area that he is responsible for with 10 other evangelists. And through difficult times in Zimbabwe, God has made the church stronger. We just concluded our annual conference, and we had a church. Our church was packed with over 500 people attending from all of our churches. Some of the churches speak different languages, but we can all have fellowship together and be strengthened and see the hope that the church has given to our people. God has used even non-Christians to make our ministry stronger. We are working with a UK trust that's called Rural Schools Development. It's an organization based in the UK that has built 5 schools in our area. And we recommend to them the areas of need based on where we have churches, and they have brought books and water to these areas, and we're able to have our churches meet in the classrooms that we build. We also have a new waiting mother shelter that was built for 90 women to be able to wait their last month of pregnancy. It's very difficult to find transport when you're in labor. So they come and they spend the last month with us where they're close to the hospital so they can get a proper delivery. And this project was paid for and built by a crewing club from Seattle, Washington. It was dedicated in December last year, and our delivery rate has increased 40% since then. So I don't know whether I should thank them or not. They spent 6 weeks sending over 60 people out to build this, even though they kept holding up their Seahawks sign the whole time they were there. They had it put into the ground next to them, and they held their number 12 flag up every time the new group came to take their picture with. Also, CDC, and this is still part of our waiting mother shelter, and we do our maternity inside. We do our antenatal care. You can go on and go to the next one. Okay. CDC in Atlanta and PEPFAR has recognized our outstanding AIDS program and have paid for us to have 4 nurses and furniture and remodeled our office and has given us stationery and supplies and diesels for our outreach program for art. This is paid by your tax dollars, so we thank you. A third doctor was hired just before we left. We got to work with him for 5 days before we left, and the government gave us another doctor's position because they recognized the heavy workload that we have, and they were willing to give us another doctor to help. Just a few years ago when I first went, I worked 9 years without a doctor. So suddenly to have three doctors is like heaven for me. Hospitals in the U.S. donate supplies and equipment that are sent in containers to us. You know, Sue and Jean Beckstead have spent lots of time packing these containers and getting them to us. They go around to the hospitals picking things up. We have people bringing supplies to their garage. I think they will never have an empty garage again in their lives. And we just closed the door on one that's leaving October 23rd. So we're really happy for all of the things that people give us, because we can start IVs when people need IVs. We can give them catheters when they need them based on the material and things that we get. We were very happy to be in Seattle just recently, and we were given 2 ultrasound machines recently. So we are very, very happy with the new ultrasound machines that we're going to be bringing back. It was very interesting to go through the x-ray machine at the airport with 2 ultrasound machines. And we forgot that we had gel in the thing, and they had to take that out. Our laundry and kitchen, which burned down in 2013, has been completely rebuilt. And while we were gone, they came and they put in the stove and the sadza makers and lots of different things. So when we go back, we should be able to open the new kitchen. On your right should be the dining room, and then the kitchen you see all tiled and beautiful cabinets. That was completely paid for by the government. Can you go ahead? We are involved in 2 research projects right now with Stanford University, and we've been able to prove to them that faith-based organizations have better outcomes in care. Okay. Another big part of our work is that we take medical students from all over the world, teaching them third world medicine, but also a witness to Christianity, and having them exposed to praying with our patients before surgeries and with our patients. And this year we had medical students from the US, from the UK, from New Zealand, and Poland as visitors. The Japanese embassy called us out of the blue and asked us if we wanted a digital x-ray machine. And I said, oh, let me think about that. Yes. And we had been praying about this and where we were going to get the money for this. And they have chosen us, and we've gone through several steps. And so continue to pray. We hope that we do get this project. They are sponsoring it through Fuji Films, and they approached us with a willingness to help, so we hope that it goes through. In this chapter in 1 Peter, we are promised an inheritance that will never fail, never perish, never fades or is spoiled, a new body, a new home, a new experience of being with God. God is our ever-present help in times of trouble. And no matter what governments do to us, no matter what circumstance brings to our life, we have an inheritance promised to us because of Jesus Christ. You know, in Zimbabwe, we find lots of things to be happy about. And we are thankful for your church and your support of us, because without you, we could not survive. If people didn't have God, we don't know how they survive in Zimbabwe. It seems like life has no hope for us. We get discouraged many times because we need money to buy medicine and things for the hospital. And usually I go to Major and say, I need some money for medicine. And he'll say, okay, you can have $1,000. And then I usually sneak in another $1,000 and tell him, oh, I could only get it for $2,000. And then we think, where are we going to get the money to pay for this? But God always brings money through and provides for us. Sometimes we have to find different drug companies in the meantime because we owe this one money, but it works out and we pay them all in the end. So we're thankful for those of you who help us so much. We need to keep reminding ourselves that God is working out his purpose in us. It's not always easy. We all grumble, we all complain, but we need to keep reminding ourselves of the joy that awaits us. We think when we come to America that it's pretty boring here compared to Zimbabwe. You have electricity that's always on. You don't have it where it goes off and you don't know when it's coming back and when it might come back and how many days it might be off. We also have traffic signals that we get to, and it might be not working on your side, but you don't know if it's working on the other side either. So you go in the middle and you try to figure out if it's working on the other side or not. But it's always exciting to find out if that's happening or not. We also have a game to count how many roadblocks by the police between Chittimoyo and Harare, which is only 250 miles, and we've gotten up to 22 roadblocks. When you send a driver to get your groceries each week, the store is 3 hours away from us, so you write out a list, and it's amazing the things you can get from your list. Maybe some of you... Well, you guys use cell phones now to confirm everything, right? But sometimes maybe if the wife used to send the husband, you'd get some exciting things too. So I ordered cream 1 week and I got ice cream without a cool box. So it was melted by the time I got it. And one time I wanted butter, and I told him, it says butter, it doesn't say margarine, it says butter. So I got peanut butter, because it said peanut butter. And we had a missionary who wanted a case of soda. A case of soda in America is Coke, right? So the driver came back with 24 boxes baking soda. And the guy said, where's my soda? And he said, there's your soda. Yeah. So things are always exciting and keeps us going with fun. Some of you may be here today without hope, but we have hope for you. The church has hope for you, and Jesus Christ has hope for you. So we thank you for your partnering with us and helping us to have hope in a country that doesn't have much hope. We pray for you daily, and we feel your prayers daily also. Thank you for coming out tonight and letting us share with you the work at Chittimoyo. We want to tell you that things are going very well. However, since we've been in the States, it's kind of taken a turn for the worse again while we were gone. And about 2 weeks ago, everybody started rumors that there's no money, there's no food, and so all the food went off the market in a very short time. Every store was cleared out, and then when food came back, it was like triple the price. So a bottle of oil that was $3 suddenly became $8. And there was no fuel because everybody went and bought it, thinking there's not going to be any more. And so things were kind of, for about 2 weeks, not doing very well. We've heard that slowly things are getting back to normal, but we have elections coming up, and people are trying to make the government look bad on purpose so they won't vote for certain people. So we have to make our government look bad, not like here, where they look bad. So we We don't know what's going to happen with the election. We just assume that the same person will be elected, and we don't know where that will go. But we thank you for your continued prayers and help to us in the time. And if you need more money in your country, just print it and tell everybody this is the U.S. dollar. Thank you for being able to share. So we're going to come. We're going to come and sing a song. Yeah. You sang the song that we wanted to sing, My Hope is Built on Nothing Else, because which way are we going to sing it, though? We have a different tune.
Oh, no, this is it, man.
I know, but I wanted to sing this song. My Hope is Fire.
Gumi mire paro para Yesu Jesu andi andi sanjo bime nyume go bimba nezita rashedo bimba nezita rashe.
Was that Shona?
Yes.
Yes, okay. It was.
That was Shona.
So that was Shona, and it was on Christ the Solid Rock.
Yes, we just have a different tune to it.
Okay. Yeah. So good.
You can actually sing in English that tune too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a third way to sing it.
Do vim bane zicharashem Christu isle pandom mira Kose kumwe bune jicha Kose kumwe bune jicha.
So wait, what's the word for sand?
Jecha.
Jecha?
Jecha, yes.
Jecha, okay.
That's sand.
So, you don't want to build your house on the Jeja.
Jeja, uh-uh.
No. Build it on Christ. Right?
Yes, that's what it dropped.
Will you join with me? If you want to extend a hand of blessing toward Major and Kathy, please do so. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you for bringing Major and Kathy to us. I understand it was about 2.5 years ago, the last time they were here. We're so glad that you have appointed them as your servants to be in this place, this Chitimoyo Mission Hospital, and all the 62 churches in which your word is preached and proclaimed, good news is proclaimed, and not just at the churches on the weekend, but also at the hospital during the week. And so we thank you for the work that is going on. Lord, we pray for peace. We pray for stability in the nation of Zimbabwe. Lord, your word tells us to lift up those who are in authority, those who are kings. Lord, we do pray for peace. We pray for, if there is a transfer, we pray for a peaceful transfer. And if it's the same government, and God, we pray for stability so that they'll be back to a stable economy and they won't be like prices tripling all the time. So, Lord, please take care of our friends, our brothers and sisters. Please watch over the Mission Hospital. Lord, we pray, for example, for this Fuji company in Japan to be able to make good on their digital x-ray donation to the Mission Hospital and many other works that are in play for the hospital. Would you just bless them with donations, bless them with resources, bless them with medical supplies, bless them with people who want to come and serve and get an experience of what medical care is like in a developing world. So, Lord, bless them in every way and give them good health and rest while they're here. And we pray, Father, that we as a church could be an encouragement to them. And we do so now, and we bless you for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Hannah, do you have one more song we can sing? You want to close? All right, one more song, and we're going to sing, and then I want to invite you downstairs. We have some cookies and some water, some refreshments that we would love for you to visit with Kathy and with Major. Please let them get down to the downstairs so they can have a cookie and replenish themselves, all right? So we'll go ahead and do that. Why don't you go ahead and stand, and we're going to close with a song.
Either, for you are so much greater.